Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJN as we head into week number 7 of the high school football season. In just a moment, we'll take back a look here at week number 6 and see how we fared, and then we'll, of course, get to our picks here for this week as we'll have 8 new games on the sheet for you. I want to thank our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. We'll be back with Who's Gonna Win here in just a moment.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer focused, best in class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Back now here on Who's Gonna Win, let's take a look back at week number 6 for our picks, and here's how everyone fared last week. It was Matt and Jim both with 7-1 weeks last week to help out their cause a little bit. I went 6-2, and Doug went 4-4. By the way, that's Matt Mullenix, Jim Field, Chris Parks. Doug Leonard not with us here today, but we will be giving you his picks, and of course we'll poke fun at him along the way as well.
Yeah, it's because his record kind of looks like he hasn't been with us much this year. Yeah,
he's been missing for a while. Here's the overall standings. In the top spot is myself, Chris. I am at 37-11, just a game ahead now of Jim at 36-12. Matt right behind him at 34-14. And then you got to get out the telescope to find Doug. He's Ooh. Back there in the pack. 28-20 is his overall record here after 6 weeks of picks. So that's how we came out last week. Here's how it happened. We had a couple of eight-man games. It was Cam defeating Nishnabotna 52-41. And we all had the Cougars. They came back in that game to get the victory, and we all picked that one correctly. Also, it was East Mills on the road at Lenox, and Lenox put a hurting on them. 38-12 was the final score there. That was a winner for Jim and Matt, and Doug and myself had that one incorrect. Nottoway Valley and Clarinda Academy were playing last night or last week, and Nottoway Valley was a 60-12 winner in that ball game, and we all had that one correct. We all had St. Albert over Griswold, and that was good because that was a 35-14 win for the Falcons. Also, AHSTW was a 55-14 winner over Missouri Valley. That was a winner for everyone except Doug. Doug went out on a limb there, and that one broke real big for him. Red Oak was a 13-7 winner over Trainer as they eked one out. We all were incorrect there. We all had Trainer in that contest, so Tigers pull it out there. Creston beat ADM 38-21 as they pulled away late in that ball game. Doug was the only one that had ADM, so his limb breaks once again. And then we all had Dallas Center Grimes beating Atlantic, and Dallas Center Grimes wins at 55-0 last week. So that's how we shook out our picks there from week number 6. We move on now here to week number 7, and we'll dive right in. We actually have 3 8-man games on the sheet here this week, and there's a lot of good football going on this week in eight-man football. There are 3 matchups of undefeated teams throughout the state of Iowa, and they're all in eight-man play. And we're going to have one of them for you here on the radio. We'll get to that here in a little bit. But the first one is one of those matchups. It's undefeated Lenox at Fremont Mills in an eight-man contest. Who wants to go first here? We'll make Doug go first since
he's
not here.
I like that.
Doug decided he's going to go with Fremont Mills, so he's going with the Knights here in this battle. So we'll let him have first crack at it. I guess I'll come on down the line here for the next look at this one. Fremont Mills and Lenox, obviously both 6-0, both good teams. Carson Klein's been having a heck of a season for the Tigers at the quarterback spot, and they did it mostly through the air against East Mills. That's how they got that victory last week, as he threw for 3 touchdown passes. Fremont Mills, Sam Phillips has stepped into the quarterback role here for them. They had an injury earlier in the season, And he moved into that spot, and he's done very well. He's been able to pass and run for the ball well. I think the big key for Fremont Mills is to avoid some of the mistakes. They kind of had a letdown last week against Stanton and had to win that one late. Parker Powers is one of those guys they really need to get involved in the offense because he's an explosive player, both in the return game and in the receiving game. And I think they're going to do that. I think they're going to do that here in this ball game, and I'm going to go with the Fremont Mills Knights in an exciting win over Lenox. Jim?
I'm on the Tiger train. I won with Lenox last week over East Mills. I just think that was a really good test for them last week, and they performed well last week. They did it at home. This week they've got to get it on the road, and this is one of the marquee matchups in any class in the state of Iowa this week. I remember a few years back when they first reintroduced eight-man football to us here in Iowa. Six teams here in basically western Iowa. That was it. Six teams. You didn't play much. You didn't get a championship. You know, in a lot of ways, the kids and the coaches were all learning together how to play that type of football. Well, it's grown up very well over the years because they play some really good football. In fact, it was kind of interesting. I was watching the Iowa Hawkeyes last week, and Iowa's got two really good defensive ends in Drew Ott and Nate Meyer. Both were eight-man football players in high school. So does it transition to bigger than better things? Oh, yeah, when you do it right, it sure does. So, yeah, it's fun to watch. So enjoy some of these games if you're getting a chance to get out and watch them tonight. But back to the point, I like Lenox in this game.
All right, so you're going against Mr. Meyer's old team and picking the Tigers.
I am.
That's what I was thinking there, too.
Matt.
Well, yeah, we're here in week seven, and the season's starting to take shape for a lot of clubs across the state. And obviously here we've got some great matchups down the stretch. And so with this one here, Lenox Fremont Mills, it's quite a road trip for Lenox to take on here. But I think Fremont Mills, like Chris, you kind of alluded to, in between game last week, between East Mills the prior week and looking at Lenox this week. So I think Fremont Mills bounces back. They've got an awfully tough ball club. I think their defense is a lot stronger than Lenox. Strength of schedule sitting out there, I think they've kind of played a little tougher teams than maybe what Lenox has. So I think they'll be prepared for this one.
All right, so Jim's getting a limb pick with Lenox. Not a bad limb pick when both teams are undefeated.
I was going to say, who gets a limb pick with an undefeated team if it's not the first week of the season?
It's got to happen, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And what's great is that's not the only undefeated matchup we have on our sheet here this week. We'll get to that one here in just a little bit. The next eight-man game I've got on the sheet, we're going to stay down there in District 8 there in eight-man as Cam is on the road at East Mills for an eight-man football contest. And I guess I'll get first crack at this one here this time around. And East Mills, I guess I was a little surprised that they lost the way they did at Lenox. It was an impressive win for the Tigers. Of course, they played Fremont Mills right down to the wire a couple of weeks ago. Cam's got a nice player at quarterback in Drew Tickner. He's done some nice things both with his arm and with his legs. But East Mills has got a very good running back in Josh Hopkins. It's racked up over 800 yards and 15 touchdowns on the ground, so he's going to be tough to slow down. I think East Mills has just maybe a little bit of an edge, a couple more players out there than Cam, and especially being at home. I'm going to stick with the Wolverines. Jim?
Yeah, for the 48th year in a row, there's a Tickner quarterbacking at Cam. It just seems like there's been, at first it was Trace, and then there was Drew, and are there any more?
I don't know.
Are there
yes,
more
there
coming?
Are. Yes, there are more coming.
Lots of Tickners over there at Cam. I had a chance to visit after church the other week, last week, with Mitchell Williamson, who's a freshman on that team, and they're making a lot of good progress, but they are a very young team. They've got a really good group of young athletes. They've got a few good leaders but as seniors, but it's a real young team. It's still trying to kind of get where they want to be. East Mills, I think, is probably already there. And Cam is in a stretch that's just a death run here the next 3 weeks where they've got all the tough teams in their district, East Mills and Fremont Mills and Lenox all coming up. So they know that this is a tough stretch. It's a learning experience. If this were at Anita, I'd feel a little bit better about grabbing Cam, but I'm going to go with East Mills here in this one on their home field. They're just a little more polished right now.
All right, that's a couple for the Wolverines. Matt?
I'm going to go with East Mills as well. Without saying, repeating Jim, but I think those are some of the things that Cam's a little young right now in some of their positions where they'd like to be or would like to be or need the experience up front and stuff. So, but I think East Mills has been prepared and, close game against Fremont Mills there a couple weeks ago. So, good ball club.
All right, they're ready to go.
Oh, this is such a tough eight-man district.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
I mean, that district is awesome.
Yeah, it's really good this year, and it seems like everybody's kind of jumped the playing field a little bit. There's not that one standout team like Fremont Mills has been used to here the past few seasons, so definitely getting tested. And Doug also agrees. He's going with East Mills, so that's a clean sweep there for the Wolverines and that pick. So a couple of eight-man games. We've got one more coming up, but we'll do it after we take a break. We'll be back with more Who's Gonna Win after this.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Welcome back now here to Who's Gonna Win on KJN. We head to another eight-man football contest. It's another undefeated matchup. I mentioned there's three of them in the state, all in eight-man, and this is another good one. The defending state champion Newell Fonda Mustangs play host to the Exira EHK Spartans. And Jim, you're getting first crack here at this one.
Yeah, you know, I tried picking against Tom Peterson coach teams before, and it never seems to work out very well for me, but I'm going to give it another shot this week. Newell Fonda is pretty accomplished. Did they just flunk everybody last year so they could keep them, hold them back a season for another run at a state championship? It seems like they've got everybody back. Mm-hmm. They didn't graduate hardly anybody from last year. And, of course, they made that run to the state championship last year. You know, it's a strong program with a lot of history and a lot of experienced players right now. That's a long drive for Exira EHK. I wish them well, but I like Newell Fonda here on their home turf.
All right, that's one for Newell Fonda. Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Newell Fonda as well. The amount of players that they do have returning are just very exceptional, and obviously they've been on that run to the state title, and as have many of the players for Exira EHK, but I think just that experience and those key players that they've got back, just a tough, tough ball club.
All right, well, Doug is going to disagree with you two guys. He's taken Exira EHK. He thinks the Spartans can go on the road and snag one. This, obviously a very fun matchup. Hope for a very exciting game, which I think it will be. The score from last year, Newell Fonda put it on them pretty good, but that wasn't really indicative, I think, of the way the game was played. Exira turned the ball over four times, got down in the red zone a bunch of times, and didn't come away with points. And that's what Coach Peterson talked about, is they just need to find a way to finish drives and make sure they're getting points up on the board to be able to try to knock off a good team like this. But, yeah, 7 of 8 starters back for Newell Fonda. They only lose the quarterback from last season. And even he was hurt in the championship game and had another guy that's playing quarterback now step in for him and play very well to get that win. They've won 16 straight games as well. So I'm going to go with Newell Fonda also. This is a tough way to go on the road, a tough game to go on the road for. I think if it was at home, maybe a little bit more of an edge there for the Spartans, but it should be a good game. We'll see if the Spartans can maybe knock them off, but I'm going to give the advantage to the Mustangs. All right, next game on the sheet, we're going to kind of switch gears, I guess, a little bit. These are two teams that are searching for their first victory on the season. Tri-Center is on the road at Riverside.
Oh, I thought we were doing the Bears-Chiefs game.
Hey, the Chiefs have won a game.
Hey, it's over the Bears. Yeah. Well, forget it then. Hey, we're all going to the playoffs.
All right, Matt's all right. Getting first crack at this one.
Yeah, Tri-Center Riverside here. Yeah, somebody's going to walk away with a victory out of Oakland on Friday night. So, yeah, you can't say both teams obviously struggling, trying to find their way and get things going here. I think Tri-Center probably has a little more athletic ball club than what Riverside has, and they've probably seen a little bit more success even in their losses along the way, so I'm going to go with the Trojans on the road, Tri-Center Trojans.
All right, that's one for Tri-Center, and Doug's going to agree. He's also going with Tri-Center for his pick here in this contest.
Want to change your pick now?
No, I'll still go with Doug.
Okay.
That one. Yeah, I know. The kiss of death.
Yeah, this. yeah, these are two teams that obviously are struggling, and they've been able to do a little bit, though, offensively, both of them. Brent Pingraff running the quarterback spot for Riverside. He's been able to throw for over 300 yards, but the problem is he's had a tendency to turn the ball over, and that's been the same for Tri-Center as well with Matthew Wellman. He's thrown 6 interceptions, and Pingraff's thrown 8. So both teams need to take care of the football if they want to try to get a victory. You look at similar games, they've really played similar scores throughout the season. I don't know that you can really separate one from the other very much. That being said, I guess I'm going to give a little bit of an advantage to the home team. I think they'll maybe have a shot there to try to please the home crowd. So I'm going to go with Riverside here on this one.
Jim. All right. Well, I'm going to leave you out on the limb. I'm going to go with Tri-Center. It's not just about the record at the end of the day. It's also about how you played between the kickoff and the final gun. And I just think Tri-Center's moved the ball a little bit better offensively. I think they've shown a little bit more when the lights come on right now. And I just, even though it's on the road, I think this is going to be a hard-hitting game because both these teams see an opportunity here, but I think Tri-Center is probably in a little better place right now.
Well, the interesting thing about this, too, you look at the two teams, combined 8 losses for the opponents for Tri-Center, a combined 11 losses for the opponents that Riverside's played, so they've obviously been playing some pretty tough teams as the season's gone along as well. Move on to our next game here on the sheet. Maple Valley is on the road at St. Albert, and we're going to let Doug take the first stab at this one, and he picks St. Albert. That's who he's going with, is the Falcons. And this is an interesting matchup here because both teams are coming in at 4-2. They've both kind of done it a little bit different ways. St. Albert will put the ball in the air a little bit more. Maple Valley's got a nice running back, Marvin Gaines. He's over 1,000 yards rushing on the season at 1,028, averaging over 6 yards a carry, 12 touchdowns. I guess kind of looking at the schedule, I've been a little bit more impressed with what Maple Valley's been able to do offensively. I'm going to give them just a slight edge here, even though it is on the road. I'm going to go with Maple Valley. Jim.
Well, I thought I'd get a limb pick here on that one, but I guess not. I'm going with the Rams as well. Ground and pound, Maple Valley.
All right, that's two.
Aren't they
Maple
the Rams?
Valley.
Well, yeah,
they are.
There. Yeah, that's going to make myself. I thought I was going to maybe sneak away with one here as well. And you got it, Gaines. You got to go with Gaines. Gaines on the ground. Yeah, I kind of like Maple Valley. These two teams have had a long history, especially in the playoffs. They've met years ago quite a few times in the playoffs, and so there's a little bit of history there. And so I'm going to look for Maple Valley. They know who they're walking down there to play, so I'm going to go with them, walk in, and steal victory.
All right. So, Doug, a limb pick for the Falcons at home. It'll be interesting. We'll see.
That's a first.
Yeah, didn't see that one very often. The next game on the sheet is also another very exciting game here. This one will have a lot of eyes on it around the state. A Class 1A matchup as AHSTW goes on the road to take on Underwood. And I guess I get first crack at this one here. Two teams that have had a lot of success here early in the season. Underwood, obviously, because they haven't suffered a loss yet. They're 6-0. AHSTW at 5-1. I got the chance to see the Vikings play a couple of weeks ago. Very impressed with how they run their offense. A bunch of kids that have been playing football together for a long time, and you can tell that. They run their offense very efficiently. Nathan Herbst is a great guy to run the quarterback spot for you, and they've got a nice back in Dustin Engel, who's kind of a smaller guy, but he's just got that build where he can run into you, but then he can run away from you, too, if he gets out in space, and I was impressed with his speed. Nick Peterson's had a great season throwing the ball for Underwood. He's already over 1,000 yards passing, 1,300 yards passing. He's completed 64% of his passes. So that's going to be the key for the Vikings. Can you play enough good defense in the secondary to slow down that Underwood offense? I think they can. I'm going to go with AHSTW here to maybe, I guess, mild upset since it's the undefeated team. But I like the Vikings here on the road. Jim.
All right. Well, and I'm going to agree with you, too. I'm going to take AHSTW. I just think it's a nice season for Underwood. They haven't had this kind of success year in and year out. It kind of comes and goes with the athletes that you have. But with AHST, they've seemingly, they've had a few valleys here, but mostly peaks. they've had a good run. And considering the fact that they've lost coaches over that time, too, their coaches are good. They end up going someplace else to a bigger school. But they've been able to maintain that consistency over that time. They don't change a lot of things. The kids are doing the same things now that they were doing in Pee Wee football when they first put their helmet on for the first time. They're running the same plays, doing the same kind of thing. The schemes are all the same. So that's so important in football to be able to have that kind of consistency, and the kids can understand what the coaches expect of them, and they know exactly where their teammates are going to be all the time. So, yeah, I really like the way they play. I like AHST. These are two teams that are going to do some damage come postseason time.
For sure. Matt?
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with both of you. I'm going to go with the Underwood Eagles at home.
Not so fast.
That's right. There you go. I really liked how they've played this year. I think they've got a focus. They knew last year, even though they were 3-7, last year they had some close calls in there, and they just figured out a way to get that edge that was going to put them over the hump and come into this year and get some of these victories. I really liked their win against Logan Magnolia at the beginning of the season, and we've kind of seen how Logan's adjusted from that as well. So I think they're a good, solid team, a good victory. But this is definitely the marquee matchup, I think, in Southwest Iowa this week. This ball game, because you got two teams that are very familiar with one another, and it's going to be a real hard fought ball game. But I think Underwood, they've kind of looked at themselves as the underdog this year, no matter what's happened, kind of walking through here with a chip on their shoulder. So Eagles at home.
All right, Underwood underdogs getting the win. Doug agrees.
There's no need to fear.
Doug agrees. Oh, goodness.
Doug agrees. That's the bad news. The good news is you thought you picked a good pick, but the bad news is Doug thought that too. He's going to go with the Underwood as well, so that splits it up in that matchup here for us. We'll go ahead and take a break and come back and finish off with our final couple of picks here on the program. You're listening to Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer focused, best in class products, with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishnavalli Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishnavalli Credit Union. The Nishnavalli Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishnavalli Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Back now on Who's Going to Win as we head to our final two picks here this week. And we've got one first off in Class 2A as Kemper Catholic goes on the road to Clarinda. And Jim is going to get first lick at this one.
Oh, good. I can't wait. This is just a head-scratcher because I have no idea. Neither one of these teams have played the way I thought they – the way you expect year in and year out. I thought Clarinda was going to be a much more dynamic offensive club this year because they play such a different offense than what everyone else sees and has to defend each and every week. So I always figured that they're going to be good early in the games at least because there's going to be an adjustment period for the other team's defense, but – I don't know. It just hasn't seemed to click. And Kemper Catholic, yeah, boy. They've shown a few moments here and there. I don't know if there are enough of them, but I might be out on a limb on this one, but I'm going to try Kemper Catholic on the road. I think the Pope's visit really energized them. I think they're still on that high from the visit, so I think they're going to hit the road and they're going to do just enough to get the win tonight.
Didn't they lose last week?
Kemper Quiet Catholic down over there.
Yeah, lose last week after the Pope left.
Yeah.
See, they're trying to get back their mojo.
Yeah. This is a tough ball game to call because just not quite sure, kind of like what you said, they're not sure what Kemper Catholic has brought to the table yet this year. Definitely up and down. Clarinda the last couple weeks, maybe finding their stride. They've had a few injuries they've had to deal with in there, in and out. But, boy, when Atlantic played them, they just they were real physical, like to hit. And so that's the part there that in the last few weeks that have kind of, you know, how they lose some of these ball games. So, yeah, this is a tough game to call. I'm going to go with the home team, Clarinda, just to give them the edge, basically being at home. And I think they'll have just a little bit tougher defense on that side of the ball to stop Kemper.
All right, that's split up there. I'll take a look at here at this one. Kemper 2-4 and Clarinda 3-3. So yeah, you know, very similar how the seasons have gone. And I think if you look at both these teams, you come up with one word: inconsistent. They just haven't been the same team each week out. You know, the way Clarinda started the season, yeah, that great win against Atlantic looked tough. You thought, oh, here they go again. You know, they had a great season last year. They did kind of peter out towards the tail end of the year a little bit, but a team that you thought was going to be good. They had a lot of good pieces back in the backfield. And I still think that's what I like about them, is they have multiple guys they can hand the ball off to that can do damage. Kemper's more of a team that's going to put it through the air. Gage Gunderson's passed for over 1,000 yards for him this season, but he's also turned the ball over quite a few times throwing the ball. So I think Clarinda's going to have a little bit of an edge here, so I'm also going to go with the Cardinals, and that's going to leave Jim on a limb because Doug also takes Clarinda here in this contest.
Yeah, I knew that coming in. I knew I was going to be out on a limb on that one. Yeah, we can't just make this a boring show. That's we got to goof it up a little bit once in a while.
Spice it up. Upset special. All right, last game on the sheet here is a 2A, 3A matchup as Atlantic this week steps outside of district play. Of course, staying within the Hawkeye 10 Conference, playing a very familiar opponent, and they will be home for homecoming to take on the Shenandoah Mustangs. Matt, what do you see here?
Well, I see it as a perfect time for Lang to step outside of district after the last three of the last 4 weeks. The first half of their schedule has just been loaded with Harlan, Dallas Center, Grimes back-to-back, and right before that was Glenwood, so who I think are definitely your top three teams and have yet to kind of duke it out between those three. Well, Harlan, Dallas Center played, but Glenwood has yet to meet him. So,
yeah. ADM in there too.
Yeah, ADM's in there. You know, they're kind of hanging around. It's definitely a tough district. So, you know, and obviously we all know their story. They've taken their lumps. Shenandoah is a team they probably match up pretty well with, especially size-wise. You know, they don't have a whole lot of size up front. They haven't had the injury bug that have bitten them like it has Atlantic. But with that being said, I still think Atlantic has a slight edge with them. They're back at home. These kids have been fighting pretty hard, and they know that an opportunity is in front of them, and especially with that extra incentive of it being a homecoming game, they know that they want that opportunity, and I think they're going to take hold of it and grab that victory.
All right, so that's one there for the Trojans. Doug is also going to agree. He's going to take the Trojans here at home to get a homecoming victory. I was impressed last week with the way Atlantic started the game against Dallas Center Grimes. I think a lot of people were a little bit surprised. The crowd was pretty quiet on that side of the field for a while because the Trojans hung with them early, made some nice defensive plays early in that game, and you know, it's just kind of what's been happening throughout the season. They wore down. The offense hasn't been productive enough to keep them in games, and that's what happened. It's a good Dallas Center Grimes team. You knew they were going to take advantage at some point. And they had a big punt return play that kind of changed the tide of the game early as well to make it 14-0. So I've been impressed with the way Atlantic's hung in there. You know, the young players that have gotten out on the field have been some of the most impressive players the last few weeks. I'll mention a Mr. Molinex that's been out on the field the last couple of weeks making a lot of plays defensively. Chase got to play some quarterback last week also, and I thought did well.
Does he know that his father was once the Southwest Iowa Athlete of the Year? So he's got a lot to live up to.
You may have heard that before, probably.
Not until now.
But also, Noah Bruckner is another kid that stood out in my mind from last week. He came in and had to play more of the linebacker spot, and I thought he did well. He stuck his nose in there quite a bit. And the nice thing is here for Atlantic, they may be getting a couple of kids back here this week that have been injured. So hopefully that starts to turn around. Nobody was taken out in that Dallas Center Grimes game, didn't suffer an injury there, and maybe they're starting to get back on that healthy pathway a little bit. Shenandoah is a tough team, and you know, looking at it, you know, at the beginning of the season, you would have said, well, I think Shenandoah's got the advantage, but I think they've kind of struggled here the last few weeks as well. They haven't played as impressively as you maybe would have thought. They do have a nice ground game, and that's going to be Atlantic's task, is to slow those guys down in the backfield. But I'm with Matt here a little bit. I think the young kids know that they have an opportunity here to try to get a victory, and I'm going to go with Atlantic. So I'll take the Trojans for a homecoming victory.
Awesome. You know, when you start to when you lose guys in and out the way Atlantic has, I always my personal feeling is it's always been easier to swap pieces in and out on defense. Because you have scheming and whatever else, you're doing things. But at the end of the day, it's get the football. You know, go stop the guy with the football. Cover the guy who they're going to throw the football to. All the kind of, those kind of things. You know, offense is so much more complicated with schemes and timing. You know, everybody understanding things. And I think that's where Atlantic's really been hurt a lot, is they just haven't had a lot of consistency. You know, we're running new guys in and out, it seems like, every week at key positions on offense, and it's just getting difficult for guys to understand where they're supposed to be at certain times. They don't do enough reps in practice that, because you can't game plan for injuries. But I think that they've had enough consistency now for a little while, and you know, you mentioned a couple of guys coming back. You know, if I'm a coach and I'm sitting in the locker room before the game, my message to the kids is this: play like your hair's on fire. Just go out and play hard tonight, you know, and I think good things will happen. So I'm with you guys. I think this game comes at exactly the right time, and I think Atlantic's going to go out and turn some feelings around here tonight.
Well, I'm sure it'll be nice to not play a top 10 opponent for a week. That's a good change of events there. So we're all going to go with the Trojans to get a win on their homecoming night here at the Trojan Bowl. So that's going to do it for our picks here this week in week number 7. We'll see how we fare, and of course we'll be back with you again next week here on KJN. By the way, later on here tonight, we have one of those undefeated matchups we talked about for you, Exira EHK on the road at Newell Fonda, and we'll be up in Newell, Iowa there to bring you the broadcast, myself along with Seth Christensen. We'll get going here at 6:30 with the pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. You can check us out here on the radio. You can listen live online, you can listen on the KJAN mobile app, and you can watch the game as well if you can't make the long trek up north on our TV page at KJAN.com. So we hope you take advantage of checking out that exciting 8-man football game here this evening as well. That's going to do it for Who's Going to Win. Thanks to our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. That's Who's Going to Win here on KJAN.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer focused, best in class products, with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full service locations, Atlantic and Creston.